Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
What makes you jealous? Oh boy, this is, I see where you're going with this. Got it. Ryan makes me jealous. No kids, all the tropical vacations, cruises, awesome husband, and now quitting work to follow his dreams.
Yeah, I mean, if when you package it all like that, like, what did I do with my life?
Nothing. We didn't do anything with our lives.
I do have an awesome husband. You're right.
You do.
Fun is awesome. I'm jealous of the people who have the courage to change their careers to follow their dreams. Jeez, guys.
Yeah.
This is not supposed to be about me.
Wait till you start getting the listener secrets. It's going to be awesome.
I'm so jealous of Ryan and Vaughn's beautiful relationship to have that level of love and fun for so long. Yeah, we're going to be 20 years this year. 20 years together.
I'm so happy. I remember when
Seriously.
You met Vaughners.
Do you know in gay years, that's like 57 years.
It totally is.
Oh my gosh. I mean, we're going to be having our Diamond Jubilee coming up.
This is amazing.
Wait. Yeah. I am jealous of people who married people from the same area. My husband and I have family in different states, and it sucks that we will never have our circle in one place. We travel constantly to try and divide our time, and it's exhausting. I get so jealous of my friends who have their parents and siblings all within a 30-mile radius.
I agree.
That is nice. Yeah, you have to always travel.
Yep. I definitely miss my side of the family. Lucky to have Taylor's side of the family here, but, you know, it's not my side.
Yeah. Right? I am jealous of anyone who can make a decision and be sure on it and not overthink it. Right?
Oh. It's sometimes real hard.
Yeah.
Because you'll do it and you're like, yeah, this is the right thing. Right? Am I doing the right thing?
Right? I'm jealous of women who have a fast metabolism. Oh, boy.
God, me too.
Anybody with a strong metabolism, it's like, son of a...
Just start slowing down a little more.
Right.
And it's like barely even moving.
Des looks at a crouton and she gains weight.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Four pounds.
Right. One crouton, 4 pounds.
Gosh.
Jealous of those here at the office that can work from home. I'm the only one here.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's hard when you work for a company where some are remote workers and some are all in person.
Yeah. You're sitting in an office by yourself right now.
Yeah. Vaughn happens to be one of those 100% remote people. Only because his team is spread across the country. And so he has... staff in Arizona and Florida, the health system, Rochester. So it wouldn't make sense to be in anywhere because he'd be on Zoom meetings anyway with everybody.
So he may as well be at home.
So he gets to be 100% remote.
That's awesome.
And everyone goes, oh, well, good for you.
Oh, no, they're going to be saying that to both of you.
I know. Yeah. I'm jealous my grandpa left my sister triple the amount of money in his will after he died than I got.
Oh, you start wondering, did he like her more or did he think she needed more help?
Oh, boy.
Either way, you'd be like, oh, I got more. Yay.
Ooh, that's hard.
That is. It's like, I know things happen like that, but like, then don't tell anybody the amount if you're going to do it wrong, or not fair.
If you're the sibling, do you split it with your sister and say, you know what? Grandpa did this, but that's not right. And I'm going to pay you.
Then you think there's a reason Grandpa did it that way.
But is it worth? Because your relationship's ruined now.
You're right.
And you're the two that are left. Grandpa's gone.
Yeah.
Do you really want to ruin that relationship over money?
Yeah, I split it. No, you have to split it. It's yes, obviously you like all the money and that's great. But you're right. Your sister, your brother will immediately go, thank you for doing the right thing. Otherwise, you might as well say goodbye to him. You're never going to talk to him again.
That would be sad. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
No, and it sucks that Grandpa did that.
Yeah. It's not right. I'm jealous Ryan gets to retire before me.
Same.
We're all not going to cry collectively this week.
You know, this is where I warned Des. I said, the best financial advice I can give you, don't have children. What did she do? Pop two of them out.
I did.
Yeah.
You know what?
Couldn't handle it.
You had the one, and then we're like, I want a second one.
I know, but yeah. I know I'll be working longer, but I can't imagine my life without my kiddos.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, when you're 60,
just shut up.
68, 69 years old, be like, here's what's trending.
Oh,
it's Des. I'm hoping that I can get River out of the house one of these days.
Here's the latest from Taylor Swift.
Oh, God, it probably will be.
Let's see here. Puzzle lady here. I'm jealous of people with extra spending money.
I need more puzzles.
Oh,
I wish I could buy more puzzles. It's all I think about. I go on Amazon and I look at them all and I think, ooh, I don't have a little puzzle of a little alien.
No
Wouldn't
way.
That be a fun one? Oh. A little friendly alien puzzle?
Oh, yeah, you could frame yes. it.
Oh, I would love that. My UFO room.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. As a puzzle lady, you have a UFO room?
Well, yes. I'm hoping to get probed one of these days.
Oh, I think you're well on your way.
I make myself available. Those little green men are so attractive.
Oh, my God. I don't even, you know what? I had a follow-up question, but I don't want to know how you make yourself presentable.
Nope, and available.
Well, you present it. That's how.
You just sit out in the backyard presenting? Like, what's happening?
No.
You're like, well, this is 6 to 9 p.m.
Every night.
All right.